Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So last week we got new guidance and up on some updated COVID-19 vaccines for this season. Can you tell me a little bit about what was announced last week and what might be different this year?
Well, you know, the announcements about COVID vaccine have actually been ongoing for the last several weeks. So it started with some language change, with CDC changing some of their language around COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Last week, there was an FDA label change. However, what I want people to know is that we have reviewed the data. So not only the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, but also the national groups that we work with, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, many, many national groups have been looking at the data on COVID vaccines, and COVID vaccines really continue to show very, very good safety profiles and are effective at preventing those severe consequences of COVID infection, keeping people out of the hospital, keeping people out of the ICU. And so we continue to recommend COVID-19 vaccines. And folks over the age of 6 months can continue to get those COVID-19 vaccines, although this year it could be a little bit more tricky in terms of where you can get those vaccines.
So what are people going to have to do in order to get that vaccine if they don't fall into one of those demographics?
So everyone who is over the age of 6 months should be able to get the vaccine unless they have some, you know, contraindication to the vaccine. Everyone should be able to get the vaccine. Now, the FDA label specifically called out folks who are over the age of 65 or have an underlying medical condition. However, even if you don't have an underlying medical condition, you should still be able to get that COVID vaccine if you want that extra protection. Now, clinicians can still prescribe COVID vaccine or give COVID vaccine even with those FDA label changes. What we're still waiting to sort of see is whether pharmacies are going to offer those vaccines in a comprehensive way, or whether there could be some hurdles if people are trying to get those vaccines at pharmacies. Right now, we've been hearing from pharmacies that they will be getting COVID vaccines in. They are expecting shipments. They are expecting to give these vaccines. However, we'll have to wait and see if there are any obstacles to getting COVID vaccines at pharmacies.
What about at county health departments for children?
At county health departments, again, they should have the vaccines. They have medical directors who can give those vaccines, despite those FDA label changes. And so local health departments are another good place to get those vaccines.
Do you think that there will be any county health departments in Michigan that might strictly follow those FDA recommendations and some people might not be able to get these shots?
It's possible. And that's why I said this year is a little trickier in terms of where do you go to get those COVID vaccines. Again, we are not expecting any major barriers to people getting vaccines, but there may be some inconveniences in terms of where you have to go or some additional hoops you have to jump through to get those vaccines. And we'll know more as those vaccines start hitting the shelves, as they start coming in, and as we continue having conversations with some of our partners.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you concerned that this might contribute to the decreasing, I guess, in the vaccine rate of COVID-19, that we've sort of seen this drop off since the pandemic has waned?
I really am. You know, we know that vaccines are, they are really taken by people when it's convenient. There are not a lot of people out there who are willing to jump through many hoops, who are willing to do things like get prescriptions and go to multiple places to get a vaccine. And so I think this very much could impact our vaccination rates. And we could see more people getting sicker from COVID this year as a result. So that is my fear. We know that these vaccines have saved millions of lives. We know that these vaccines have been, just really a huge benefit in terms of freeing up our emergency departments, freeing up our ICUs so that they can take care of the rest of the community's needs. And I am worried that this is going to have not only an impact in terms of obstacles to the COVID vaccine, but will really make people think twice about getting vaccines in general.
So it's safe to say that despite the FDA recommendations, your department, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, is still recommending this for everybody 6 months and older.
We think that everybody 6 months and older should be able to get this vaccine if they want to. It is definitely it is of greatest benefit to those who are over the age of 65, to those who are immunocompromised. But we believe that if you are a healthy individual who does not fall into one of those high-risk groups, you should still be able to get the vaccine if you choose to do so.
Excellent. So what are we seeing COVID-wise? I've heard just anecdotally some people are getting it right now. What are we seeing numbers-wise, hospitalization-wise right now in Michigan?
Well, you know, we do tend to see cases go up when kids go back to school. We tend to see a slight uptick in the early fall. And then usually our major numbers of not just COVID, but also influenza, RSV, we tend to see those a little bit later in the season. But this is around the time of year where numbers slowly start ticking up. Kids are back in school, they're indoors. We know that sometimes hygiene, personal hygiene and hand washing in schools can be a challenge for the little ones. And so we do expect to see those numbers go up. And that's why we really believe that anyone who wants that vaccine should be able to get it. And we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that vaccines are accessible here in Michigan.
Excellent. So like you said, it's back to school time. When is the best time to get the flu shot, to get the COVID shot? Because I know a lot of people like to wait until closer to winter, but is now really the best time to get it?
So, you know, in a typical year, we tell people that the best time is sometime in October. You know, the flu vaccines, the COVID vaccines start hitting the shelves usually in September. The best time to get vaccinated is usually in October. You have the best levels of immunity for about the 4 months after you get vaccinated, and that should see you through winter. Because things are so up in the air this year and there have been so many challenges and hurdles and we don't really know what's happening next, this is actually a year where I would tell people just to go ahead and get vaccinated at the earliest opportunity. So if you happen to be at a doctor's appointment in September and they offer you those vaccinations, I would just go ahead and get them because, again, there's a little bit more uncertainty this year about what is going to happen next. And, you know, we know that these vaccines, again, are lifesavers. These are vaccines that I make sure my whole family gets because I don't want to end up in the hospital this year. I don't want to end up with a severe case of flu or COVID-19. And I just want to make sure that every family has that kind of access to vaccines.
Excellent. Anything else about these new recommendations or anything about this that you think our listeners should know about?
You know, I really want people to understand that the changes that have taken place recently, both with the CDC recommendations and FDA label changes, these were not based on new data. These were not based on some new piece of information that came out that found a problem with these vaccines. The data remains the same. The data shows that these vaccines have been profoundly helpful in having our country come out of the pandemic and in saving lives. And so for people out there who are thinking, you know, what is happening? Why are all of these recommendations changing? What I will say is that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services will continue to follow the data. We are thinking first and foremost of the health of people in Michigan, and so our recommendations will be strongly driven by the data and by the science.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.